I thought I might talk to you today about messengers, starting with famous messengers from history and literature. You know, like the marathon runner of Athens, or winged-footed Hermes, or Hedwig, Harry Potter's owl. But when I Googled best messengers, guess what came up? That's right, apps. The ubiquitous texting, the annoying Facebook Messenger, the traveler's friend WhatsApp, and God help us, Twitter. Well, that made me laugh and got me thinking about the last time I left a voicemail message for my daughter, leaving a full explanation of what I needed and how it would work. And when she called me right back and I said, "Kelsey, great, you got my message. What do you think?" She said, "Mom, I saw that you called, so I called back. I didn't listen to the message. No one listens to voicemail messages anymore, dude." Dude. We get our messages different ways now, don't we? All kinds of ways. More ways than we can even keep track of. More ways than we can reasonably process. More ways than we even want to. How do we decide what to pay attention to? What messages are important? Which messengers get through? Well, the angel Gabriel got through to Mary when she would burst forth with the Magnificat, the beautiful reflection that we just heard chanted. Mary heard that message and held it. And when the words welled up in her, they were, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Yet it surely wasn't an easy message to hear, that she, a young as yet unmarried woman, would become pregnant. But she said yes to the message. And now we pray, "Hail Mary, full of grace." But I think we might rather pray, "Hail Mary, full of hope." Isn't that what her response in the Magnificat is full of? Lifting up the lowly, filling the hungry with good things. God coming to help God's people. A thriving hope in what is yet to unfold. Now perhaps, you might gently point out, it was easier for the message to get through to Mary back then. No email strings. And her messenger was an angel. Now that is built-in credibility. No spam filter needed. And it's probably easier to have hope when you hear a message directly from an angel, even if the message is that you have to go through something hard to have something really good unfold. Okay, but what of John the Baptist and his message of repentance and preparation some 30 years later? People were going down to him in droves out into the desert to be baptized in the Jordan River. What compelled them to go out there? It was a schlep, and it was rough terrain. And John was clearly not resplendent like the angel Gabriel. No gossamer wings there, just crude clothing of camel hair and a weathered leather belt. And his message wasn't easy to hear either. "Make straight the way of the Lord," or as Matthew records it, "Repent." Not a glorious call exactly. So where's the hope in that? And who was John to call them out? Because out they came. In fact, so many, many people came to John at the River Jordan, and with such excitement that the Pharisees, who claimed authority for all questions of religious law, they decided they'd better send some priests out to find out who this zealous preacher was claiming to be. As in, was he a threat to their authority? They want to know, what was John's messenger credential that his message should be getting through? "Are you Elijah?" they asked him. Now that would be a credential. There hadn't been a prophet in Israel for 400 years, and the prophet Elijah was supposed to come again. Or maybe John thought he himself was the Messiah? But before they could even ask him that, John told them straight up who he was not. In today's gospel, John confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And when they said to him, "Who are you? What do you have to say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." He speaks of his mission, not of himself. His mission is to get people ready to prepare the way for the one who is to come. His mission is to point the way to their hope. He himself was not the light, but he was the one pointing to the light. And for a people who are living in the dark, the one pointing toward the light is a compelling messenger. John himself, not the Messiah, but he pointed in the right direction, to a light of hope, a light of faith, a light of right living. How do you imagine the people felt when they went down to the River Jordan and got baptized by John? When they repented of any wrongdoing that was weighing on their hearts, and they washed themselves in preparation for the one who is to come, the one whom this amazing John says he's not even worthy to untie his sandal. I imagine they felt hope. In the midst of all the difficulties and oppression of living in an empire that didn't care about them, that took advantage of them and let them be sick and let them go hungry and made them struggle for a living in harsh times so that a few could hang on to power and wealth, which maybe led them to do things they weren't always proud of, that maybe hardened their hearts at times to bitterness or selfishness or unkind acts toward other people. But in going to the river with John, they reclaimed their hope. They washed and repented and remembered who they are. People of God, God's beloved children, people who are waiting for the promised Messiah. People who could hope in the voice calling out in the darkness, "Prepare the way of the Lord." That mission, pointing to that light, that was John's credential, reminding people to repent of the wrong acts that may be holding them down in their own life and to live freely into the light, prepared for the hope that is coming now. Friends, we are deeply in that mission. It's the third Sunday of Advent, the season of preparation and anticipation. And it's Advent in COVID time, and it's Advent in misinformation time, and it's Advent in crazy, divisive, violent time. And it's Advent in a vaccine is coming time. It's Advent in nearly 600 gift cards from St. Mark's Community for families to care. It's Advent in seeing Jupiter and Saturn every 800-year great conjunction so it looks like the Christmas star time. It's Advent in blessing at coffee hour today of our beloved Canon Christy Chapman, who is presiding for her final time at St. Mark's today as she moves on to new ministry time. And why we are here? It is Advent in preparing for the birth of Jesus in our time. Friends, Emmanuel, God with us, it's not old news. And it's not just John the Baptist announcing the great hope. It is you and me. We are the messengers. We are the voices calling out in the wilderness situations of our times. we're calling Prepare the Way of the Lord. Our mission is to live into and point to the light that is Jesus. Who are you to be the messenger, you ask? What's your credential? Your credential is the same as John the Baptist's. It's the mission to prepare your life for Jesus' coming in this holy season and to reflect the light inside of you. Reflect it to others who are desperate for that light by the way that you live. Are you wondering if you are really a messenger of the light? I know so many of you to be so. And I know so many times that light has shined my eyes toward Jesus in unexpected and powerful and comforting ways. And in blessedly light a fire in me ways, too. You don't have to have visible angel wings or be an ascetic in the desert to be a messenger this Advent. You just have to be you, God's people, God's beloved children, people who are waiting for the promised Messiah whom we already know. People who do hope in the light shining in the darkness and declare, prepare the way of the Lord. Christmas is coming. Be the messenger of hope. Point to the light for yourself and for those around you. Be the messenger of hope. Know that Christ the Savior is born and is among us. Proclaim that Jesus comes again, anew, this Christmas and every day. Be the messenger and be yourself the hope for others that we all live and move into the light of this divine love. It's not easy to live out that kind of love, but say yes to the mission and share that message of love's birth in the way that you live. God of all ages, rouse us from sleep and form us into a watchful people so that at the advent of your Son, we may be prepared, messengers bearing witness to your light. Prepare the way of the Lord.